Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Medalad in Maseches Brachos, the 43rd daf in Shas. We begin with the Mishnah on the top line. During the times of the Mishnah, they would eat salty foods with bread. And this was often part of the appetizer. Hevi lefanam miliach techila, they would bring a salted fish first, upasi moi, mivarech ala maliach upoiter es hapas. An amazing phenomenon. Of course, we know that the primary bracha is hamotzeach min haaretz on bread. This, however, one exception, where actually a lower level bracha, shakol, can exempt a bracha of hamotzi. And that is the case in where the person is eating the bread, shahapas tefelolo. The bread is tafel, is secondary to the fish. The best example today for those who are herring eaters would, and this is, we're not saying la halacha, you got to get to the end of shir for the halacha, but the parallel to that would be somebody who's eating sharp herring and eats it with a cracker for the sole reason of allowing the herring to go down more smoothly. So our Mishnah introduces the concept of ikur and tafel with this rule about the dag maliach. And actually, says the Mishnah, the shahakol will exempt the bracha on bread. Zechal continues the Mishnah, kol shu ikar v'imo tfeila, if there is an ikar and a tafel, mevarech ala ikar v'poter sa tfeila, blessing on the primary, exempt the secondary. Asks the Gemara, umi gamini da'avim liach ikar v'pas tfeila? Is it really so that the herring, the salty fish, can be the ikar and the bread tafel? Amar avacha breder avivira amar avashi, ba'ochle peres gunosar shanu. We're talking about a case of people who are eating very sharp fruits that are also very choshu. And Rashi explains that they are fruits from the Kinneret, Peros Genosar, and there, because they're so sharp, the bread is tafel, both due to the sharpness of the Genosar as well as to its chashivus. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, when there was 100 of us, each person would end up carrying 10 of the peros kenosar. If there were 100, each one was carrying 10. So then in such a case, there was 1,000 that was being carried. And when we went as 10 people, with Rabbi Yochanan, menaktinon le kol chad v'chad meya. Each one would carry 100. V'chol meya minayu, and every single one of those 100 have machzik l'utzaner by tosa savi. They were so big that they fit into a basket which was 3 sun large that would hold on to 100 of these peros. And the Gemara concludes, it's hard to know whether Rabbi Yochanan was being literal or not, but va'achaluhu would eat it u'mishtabeya, and he would swear to lo tam ziyuna, that he didn't even get entirely a full taste of food because it was so good, he barely tasted. Ziyuna sa'kadaitach? Does it mean that he swears that he didn't taste it? Ela'ema mizona. He swore that he was still not entirely full. The food was so good, it didn't even make him entirely full. Rabbi Avo achel adahave sharik le dudva me'afose. Rabbi Avo would eat so much until his forehead had become so shiny and so smooth that a fly would slip on his forehead. Dudva here means a fly. Dalet and Zayin is interchangeable, so the word is something reminiscent to fly, that the fly would slip on his forehead. They would eat it. They would eat so much until their hair would fall out. Shimon Lakish ate until he had become unclear. His das had become miturefes, to the point that Rabbi Yochanan needed to call for help. V'amilu Rabbi Yochanan devei nesia, the Rabbi Yochanan would call to help out Reish Lakish from the devei nesia. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiyah Ba'aloshia Basrayu. Rabbi Yehuda had Nasiyah would send tough guys after him, Umaisal Beise, and they would bring him to his house. In other words, Reish Lakish was similar to what we would describe as someone who was intoxicated. Mark continues, Ki Asur Avdimi, Omar, when Avdimi came, he said, Irachas Haizalo Yanai Amelech Bahara Melech. There was a city that Yanai, the king, the Gemara Kedushin on Samach Hey described the servant king Yanai who oppressed the Chachamim. He had a city in Haramel, Shemitzim Imenu, Shishim Ribu Safli, Taris, Lakotse, Tiyonim, that would produce 600,000 plates of fish for those who you would produce figs. May Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. They would eat that amount from one Erev Shabbos to the next Erev Shabbos. Kiyasa Ravin, Amar Ilan Echad, Hayulal Yanai Amelech, Paramelech. Ravin reported that there was a tree that Yanai Amelech had. Shayim Oridim Menu Arboim Soa Goizlois Mishalosh Brichos. He had 40 saw of these fish from three different ponds in 1 month. The Gemara continues halfway through the Amud Amem Dalid Amen Alas Ki Ol Rav Yitzchak Omar. Rav Yitzchak described Ir Achaz Haisab Eretz Yisrael. The Gufnis Shema, there was a city in Eretz Yisrael that was called Gufnis. Shehayu Bashmonim Zugos Achim Kohanim Nisuim Lishmonim Zugos Achios Kohanos. That they had been makbis to marry Kohanim and Kohanos together. Literally, it seems that there were 80 brothers married to 80 sisters of Kohanim. The Marsha adds that it was called Gufnis, based on the Gemara Pesach Memtesa Med Aleph, that says that a Bas Kohen to marry a Yisrael is not a good thing. Ein Zivugan Ola Yafna. And they were called Gufnis because it was Kigefen, Pirio, Kiinve Agefen, Binve Agefen, that they were the ideal Inve Agefen. Ubatka Rabbanan Misura Va Nardah Velo Ashkecho, and the Rabbanan checked from Surah until Nardah, and they never found any phenomenon like this where the Kohanim had been so careful on Tumah V'Tahara as well as on Yichus. The advantage of Tumah V'Tahara, of course, is if the in-laws are also makbid on Tahara, it's a lot easier to keep the halachos of Tahara. Velo Ashkechu Bar Mibante Derev Chizda. The only example they thought of are the daughters of Chizda, Davnesivin Lerami Bar Chama Mar Ukva Bar Chama, that were married to the brothers Rami Bar Chama and Mar Ukva Bar Chama. Va'avagav the Inu Havikanasa Inu Lo Avikane. Even though the daughters of Rav Chizda was a Kohen, and his daughters, of course, were Bas Kohen. However, they themselves were not Kohanim. Hence, this unique pedigree of Gufnis, which comes from the idea, according to Marsha, of Inve Hagefen, the Inve Hagefen wasn't found anywhere else. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav, Kol Suuda She'im Ba Melech Eina Suuda. Any meal that does not have salt is not considered a Suuda. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yechon, Kol Suuda She'im Ba. Sarif is a type of vegetable soup. Eina Suuda, it's not considered a Suuda. The Mishnah continues with a new topic. Achal anav mutenim u'rimayni mevarech achareim shalosh brachas. The seven minim get their own benching, if you will. Divrei Rebbe Gamliel. That's the opinion of Rebbe Gamliel. V'chacham amrim bracha achas mein shalosh. V'chacham are the opinion that we follow that say that one makes mein shalosh, and that is what we call today al hagefen or al ho'eitz. Rabbi Akiva Omer Afilu Achol Shalat. Rabbi Akiva has a tremendous chiddush. Even if you eat cooked vegetables, v'hu mezono, and that's what satisfies you, Mevarech Alav Gimel Brachos, you say the brachos of Azonis Hakol, Al Aretz Al Amazon, and Boni Yerushalayim. Hashos Emayim Litzma'o. Someone drinks water because they're thirsty, Mevarech Shakol Nia B'dvaro. Rabbi Tarfin Omer Bar Nefashos Rabot V'chesrona. Says the Gemara, the first medium-sized line, my time to Rabbi Leo. What's Rebbe Gamliel's rationale? The Chsiv Eretz Chito Saora, Uksiv Eretz Asher Lo B'Miskenus Tochal Bolechem, Uksiv V'Ochal T'V'Savato V'Achdos Hashem Lo Kecha. It says in one parsha it's going to be a land of Chito Saora, Te'enim, Rimonim, etc. And then it concludes, v'achalta v'savata. So hence, says Rabbi Gamliel, all of the fruits enumerated in the pasuk of the Shiva Minim, all of them will get the achalta v'savata v'irachta, which is the three brachos of benching. Rabbanan Eretz Hifsika Inyan. The Rabbanan said that the second pasuk of Eretz Asher Lo V'Meskenus Tocha B'Lechem tells you to stop, and that lechem is the only thing that's attributed to V'Chalta V'Savata U'Verachta. Rabbi Gamliel, Nami Eretz Hifsika Inyan. But according to Rabbi Gamliel, why don't we say Eretz breaks the topic? And says the Gemara, Hu Moi Leili Miute Hakoseis Chita. According to Rabbi Gamliel, Eretz is coming to preclude someone who chews on the wheat. That's coming to break one particular thing. That chita doesn't always get ve'achalta v'savata v'irachta, and that is if one chews a wheat stalk, as we have learned in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara continues. Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Chanina, kol shu mechameshes haminin, betchilim varachalav barim minim, don't so the self bracha achas mein shalosh. If it's from the five grains, this is how we follow. Your bracha is mezonos, unless it's, of course, bread. And the bracha achrona is what we call ala mechya. Amar Rav Bar Mori, Amar Rav Shua B'Levi, kol shum yishivas haminim, mitzchilim varach bari b'yates, ubesol bracha achas mein shalosh. If it's from the sheva minim, like an olive, that starts with bari b'yates, and then it gets mein shalosh. Amar Le Abai Le Rav Dimi, my new bracha achas mein shalosh. What does it mean, bracha achas mein shalosh? Amar Le slightly dim gears than the Ashkenazim ham. Val is bechecha. V'sivnei Yerushalayim ir kach shechad mehir of miyamenu. V'aleinu l'saychav v'samchenu ba. The Masoret Hashas changes it to the gears that many of us Ashkenazim have. V'samchenu b'vinyana. Ki atah tov meitiv l'kol. V'chamesh haminim ala mechiv ala kalkola. And if it's chamesh haminim, then you conclude ala mechiv ala kalkola. You begin al mechva al kalkala, the chosem al aretz val mechya, and you conclude al aretz val mechya. The Gemara has just delineated how you conclude al mechya. How do you conclude al eitz? Michtim b'mayi mechtim. How do you conclude al eitz? Ki yasa rav dimi amar rav chosem b'rosh chodesh, baruch mekadosh yisrael v'rosh echadoshim, hocha mayi. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, it's clear you conclude in Kashi Sol Chadashim. But here, how you conclude? Rav Chizda Amar Al Haaretz Al Peroseh. Rav Yochanan Amar Al Haaretz VeAl HaPeros. Amar Rav Amram VeLo Pligi, and they're not arguing. Halon VeHaluhu. One was talking about his place, and the other was talking about his place. Rav Chizda Rashi explains what's from Bavel. So then you thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu Al Haaretz VeAl Peroseh on the land of Eretz Yisrael and its fruit. Rav Yochanan Eretz Yisrael, says Rashi. And therefore, you say, Al Aretz va'ala peiros, and the fruit that we eat from Eretz Yisrael. These types of things, when one internalizes it, when one thinks about the bracha of benching and alamia, should really, really sensitize us to the centrality of Eretz Yisrael in Klal Yisrael's Avodas Hashem in its history. Amar v'amra v'aplikalon v'aluhu. Matkevar of Nachmar Yitzchak. Inu achli. Vanan Nevarachin. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, we ate in Bavel, and we are blessing the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. In the precise translation, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, they eat, and we bless. In other words, if you're talking about their fruits, they eat their fruits, and we're not. Why are we blessing their fruits? Rav Chizda Amar Al Aretz Al Peros. Rav Chizda says that we thank for Eretz Yisrael and its Peros. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Al Haaretz Val Peroseh. Rabbi Yochanan, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, says Al Haaretz Val Peroseh. So if you're living in Eretz Yisrael, you thank for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the land and its fruits. But if you're living in Chutz Laaretz, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the land of Eretz Yisrael and fruits. Gemara continues on top. Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Amar Yitzchak Paravdim Mishum Rabbeinu Al Habiyo Val Mine Kufra. Bia is another word for beitza. Some say that Chazal did not want to use the same expression as the word for testicles. Therefore, they called an egg a beya or a bia. Balmine kufra means a type of meat. So then you take a shackle and burn a fashion. Aval raka, but when it comes to a vegetable, like, you don't need to make a bracha afterwards. Rav Yitzchak Amar, afilu yiraka. Rav Yitzchak says you make a bracha achrona on a vegetable. Aval maya lo, but water does not get a bracha. Rav Papa Amar, if Papa even disagrees with that, afilu maya, you make a bracha achrona even on water. Mazut Ravikir Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, he followed Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, and he didn't make a bracha achrona on vegetables. Rav Simi Bar Ashi, Ravikir Rav Yitzchak. Simi Bar Ashi did like Rav Yitzchak and didn't make a bracha achrona on water. V'simancha chad ketrei u'trei kechad. And the way to remember this is the one who had one name did like the one who had two names, and the one who had two names did like the one who had one name. In other words, Mar Baravashi Rashi explains, who has two names did like Rav Yitzchak, who only one of his names was mentioned. And the same in the other direction. Amar Rav Ashi, Ana Zimna, Dechimat Kirinu, at the times that I remember, Avidnu Kekula, I'm choshesh for all the opinions, and I make a bar in a fashos even after water. The Gemara continues, 10 lines on the top of Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Tanan, we learned in Mishnah, Kol Shetom Bracha L'Acharav, Ton Bracha L'Fonim. Anything that needs a bracha afterwards also requires a bracha beforehand. V'yeh Shetom Bracha L'Fonim, there are some things that require bracha beforehand, Vein Ton Bracha L'Acharav, but don't need a bracha achrona. Now analyzes the Gemara. There are some opinions that seem to have a bracha achrona in certain instances, and there are some shittos that always had a bracha achrona. According to Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, what are we saying when we say that there are things that have a bracha rishona but don't have a bracha achrona? Lafuke yiraka is coming to preclude vegetables. L'Rav Yitzchak, according to Rav Yitzchak, lafuke mayu, who says that you don't make a bracha achrona on water? El Rav Papa lafuke mayu, what's it coming to exclude? Now the Gemara goes into a new topic. Lafuke mitzvah. It's coming to exclude mitzvahs. That mitzvahs give a bracha rishona and not a bracha achrona. Asks the Gemara, does mitzvahs have only a bracha rishona and not a bracha achrona? But bnei ma'arava, and according to those in the West and Eretz Yisrael, the bus of the mesalki tefilasayu, after they remove their tefillin, mevarchin and asher kitshom zos ha-mitzivanu lishmar chukav, there was an opinion that one in Eretz Yisrael, they would follow this, that they would make a bracha of lishmar chukav to follow the chukim. The pshat in that bracha is that at the time that they removed it at night, when you're not supposed to wear tefillin, so they, as the pasuk says, v'shamarta sachukah zos l'mo'ada miyamim yamima, and some opinions in Chazal say that one is not allowed to wear the tefillin at night. So when they would remove it at night, explain Tosfos Ramaskel b'nei Ma'arava. Here is another source of people who wore tefillin all day. Take a look at Tosfos' lenient opinion of people who didn't wear their tefillin so long. So the bracha, when it was removed, is lishmar chuka. So the Gemara asks, lafuke mai, what's it coming to exclude? We even make a bracha achrona when we remove tefillin. Lafuke rechani, it's coming to exclude smell. That something makes a good smell, that you make a bracha before you smell it, but not afterwards. There you don't have a bracha achrona. Amar Rav Yani, Amar Rebbe, Koshu kibetza, betza tova mimenu. Anything that's the size of an egg, there's nothing in the world that is better than it. Presumably the Gemara had brought this up because the Gemara had spoken about a bracha achrona in regard to an egg. Kiyasa Ravin Omar, Tava Biyasa Migul Gulasa. Ishita, that a cooked egg, a fried egg, is better for the body more than 60 kesim of sola. Mitaivisa, if it's roasted, me'arba, then it's even 4 times better. It is 4 times better. Mivul shalta, if it's cooked, koshu bebeisa, beisa tove menu, levar misra. It is better than any other food, except for meat, where meat is a better food. The Gemara continues analyzing the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, who says that there is a bracha achrona of birchas hamazon even if one eats vegetable soup and satiates. Asks the Gemara, Mika mida vishlach mezaini, could shalat, cooked vegetables, make a person satisfied? Amar Ashi answered, bekelach shel kruv shana, we are talking about a carob, and the center part of a carob. Now, karub is the Hebrew word, but the English word is cabbage. The center part of a cabbage is eaten to be satiated. Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan Tchol. Tchol is a spleen. Yafel Shinaim, it's good for the teeth. The spleen of an animal is good for the teeth. However, the Koshel Ibnei Me'ayim, it is not healthy for the intestines. Eating it damages the intestines. Cretion, a leak, kosher lishinayim is not good for the teeth, v'yafel b'nei me'ayim, but it's good for the intestines. Kol yerek chai, morik, all green vegetables that are fresh, morik, clean out inappropriate dyes inside of the body. The cholkotan, and any fruit or vegetable that a person eats that is small, maktid, causes an individual not to grow well. B'chol nefesh, and anything that has a nefesh inside, meshiv es ha-nefesh. In other words, it's something that was once live, that causes a person to calm down. B'chol karev le-nefesh, and anything that comes from a place that's close to the nefesh of the animal, meshiv es ha-nefesh, also causes the person to calm down. Hakruv le-mazon. Kruv is good for nutrition, usradin, and when it comes to beets, lirafua, that's good for medicinal purposes. Oiloi labayis, shalefes averis betocha. Woe is it to a house, literally, but it means a stomach that turnips come inside of it. In other words, turnips are not good for it. Turnips damage the stomach. Amar mar, tchols, we learned that the spleen is good for the teeth but bad for the intestines. What should a person do? I say he should chew it, and thereby his teeth will get the positive nutrients, and then spit it out. Cretion, we had discussed, a leak, we had said, was the opposite. Caution, lishinayim, v'yafel ibnei me'ayim. It's bad for the teeth, but good for the intestine. My tekante, l'shalkinu v'navlinu, to cook it and swallow it. Kol yerechai morik, every green vegetable helps clean out the system. It's good to remove the bad things in the system in the first meal after bloodletting. Anybody that eats a vegetable before 4 hours, in other words, the first 4 hours of the day before people have generally eaten, and then Rashi says that his odor is going to be bad when you speak with him if he eats it before eating. And that's what the Gemara spells out, my taima, what is the reason? Mishum recha, because of the bad odor that will come out of his body. Once he has eaten, so then the yerek will not create a bad odor because it will be countered. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Asa La'adam, she'ochel yerekai, kodem arbas shos. Prohibited to eat a live vegetable, or that was a raw vegetable, before 4 hours. Amem marzut ravashi aviyotzi aysen kamei yerekai kodem arshos. Amem ravashi ochel, marzut ralo ochel. Marzut didn't eat it while Amem ravashi did. Amru le, they said to my daitach, why not? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Asa La'adam, yerek kodem arbas shos. Asa sapimen mishum recha. He said it's also because of the smell. They said to him, but we ate it, and we're speaking with you, and it's not disturbing. Because he had said that you're not supposed to speak with someone who had eaten as well because of the terrible odor that would come out. I don't eat for a different reason, because of another opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak. So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Asalam Shiach Yerachai Kalam Arashos. Because Rabbi Yitzchak has said, it's prohibited to eat within 4 hours, not because of the odor, because it's not good for the body. We learned kol katan maktin, that if there's something that's unripe and it's smaller than usual, if you eat it, it causes you to become small. Amar Rav Chisda afilu gadya barzuza. Rav Chisda said that this applies even in regards to a goat whose fat and good, but is sold for a zuz. How did father buy the chad gadya? Betray zuze. This is a small one because it was bought with only one zuz. So even that is not good to partake. The lo amron el delispe reba'a. And this only applies to a gedi that didn't grow until a quarter of its growth. Aval ispe riva less lamba. If it's already grown to a quarter of its growth, then there's nothing to worry about. Another thing we had said was kol nefesh, if he eats the entire nefesh, meshiv nefesh, it causes him to have a certain calmness. Papa filu glidnei devegili. Even the small fish that are found in the pond. Kol akar v'nefesh meshiv es nefesh. Amar Ravacha bar Yankov unka. Ravacha bar Yankov says the example of that is the neck of the shechita, of the area of shechita. Amalei Rava l'shamei, Rava said to his attendee, ki maizisli umtza de bisra, when you bring me a piece of meat, tarach v'aisli mehecha de mikrav levei baruch. The area close to where they made the bracha, in other words, close to the area of shechita. Kruv, we had learned that cabbage l'mazon, utradin l'refuah. And beets are good for health. The Gemara deduces krov l'mazon in ulerfuah lo, that cabbage is not good for medicinal purposes. Fatanya, but then we learn in a braisa shisha devarim rapines achoz mechol yov ulerfuas and refuah. There are six things that are good to help someone who's sick become healthy again. Veluhein, and what are the six? Krov. All right, so far. That's already problematic, because we just got through saying that kruv is good for food, but not good for refuah. Usradin, we mentioned were beets, umesisin, Chandin edition seems to say, the Hebrew one, that it's a nana leaf. It's used today for tea. Dvash, vikeva, that's the intestine. Vaharas, viyoseres hakaved, and the ras is the womb of the animal. And the leftover part of the liver. Now we brought all of these things to bring out that kruv is something that is also medicinal. Ema kruv af lamazon. What it means is that it also satiates, but as well it serves medicinal purposes. Said olo the bayis shalefas overes besochav. Woe is it to the house, that means the stomach, that the lefas, the turnip, is inside. Any v'amar le Rav l'shamen kichaz lufsa b'shuka lo teima li b'may krichta rifta. Don't ask me, what do you want to eat with your bread? The turnip is the best thing with your bread. Amar Abaye answered, mili basar. When it's made with, cooked without bread, then it's not good. However, if it's cooked with bread, then the sharpness and the hard parts of it are cancelled by the, are cooked with meat, then it's cancelled by the meat. Rava Amar Bibli Yayin. Rava says when it's cooked with wine, then its danger parts are removed, and then it is healthy. Itmar. Rav Amar Bibli Basar Shmuel Amar Bibli Eitzim. Rav says that, the Gemara repeats this discussion, Itmar Rav Amar Bibli Basar, that it's dangerous or not healthy. Ushmuel amar mibli eitzim, Rabbi Yochanan amar mibli yayin. Which without these things, it's not very edible. Again, when we said healthy previously, we meant edible. Amalei Rava l'Rav Papa sudni anan tavrinan le bibisra. Rava said to Rav Papa, the expression sudani means someone who cooked beer, Anan, I, Tavrina le bebisra v'chamra, I break the strength. Tavrim would be to break. I break the strength of the turnip with meat and wine. Atan, but you, delon nefisha lechu, that you don't have a lot of chamra wine, because you make it all into beer. But my tavrisala, how do you break the bitter part of the turnip? Amarle, he said to him, bitsive im eitzim. If you cook it with wood, so then that's another way to break it. Because the base of the Rav Papa, like the wife of Rav Papa, vasan vashla tavrala bisimnin oifei parisa. That after she would cook with it, she would break its strength with 80 logs of large pieces of wood. The Gemara continues, 5 lines of Bantan Rabban, don't cut the meliach if there's salted small pieces of fish or small fish. Bamshu meimit. There are times that it has the power to kill the person that is eating it. Bishiva, in a 7th day that has been salted. Bahashiva asar, and the 17th, uvehesrim vishiva, and then the 27th. Va'amilah be'esrim v'shlosho. V'lo amran, in all of these cases were only said, ela b'mitvi v'lo mitvi, with a fish that hadn't been a little bit roasted, but not a lot. Avo mitve, but if it would be entirely roasted, shapir les lamba, then you don't have to worry about it. U'delo mitvi, shapir, lo amrin, and if it had not been roasted, it was only said, el delo shah sebatsri shikhra, if you don't drink beer after it. Avo shah sebatsri shikhra, les lamba, if you drink beer after it, there's nothing to worry about. This Bezer Hashem concludes the esoteric daf mem dalid in Maseches Brachos. Bezer Hashem will go on, focus on the first amid, on mem dalid, amid aleph, for the halacha component, Bezer Hashem. Bezer Hashem, our first topic, la halacha, that emerges from mem dalid, is the very important rule of the Mishnah, and that is the rule of Iker and Tafel. The Mishnah concluded on the top of Mem Dalet Amid Aleph, Zakal Kol Shu Iker V'Imo Tfela Mevarech Al Iker Upoter Es HaTfela. You make a bracha on the primary food, and the secondary food is dragged along. We should note, of course, that the exception to the rule is that when it comes to a mezonos, even if the mezonos is a secondary ingredient, as long as it's significant, you make a mezonos, and everything else, because of tafel, we've discussed this in the halacha section when discussing schnitzel on das lamed zayin. Now I would like to make a few ha'aros. The sugya of ikar and tafel is large and important, but I'd like to make a couple of ha'aros within the sugya. And Be'er Hashem, give a couple of halacha l'maisa examples. Firstly, let's discuss the opening case in the Mishnah and see how that applies today. In the Mishnah, we had seen heviu lefana meliach, if they brought in front of him a salty fish upas imo, then mevarecha meliach upoter es hapas. You make a bracha on the salty fish since the pas is there and only secondary. Why? Because the pas is there to mitigate the salt. We will discuss in a moment what exactly the scope of mitigating the salt is. Let's take a look and see how this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and from there segue to another couple of halachos on Iker v'Tafel. Says the Mechaber, Reish Yud Beis Sif Aleph, Kol Shu Iker v'Imo Tfela, Mevarech Al Iker Poter Es HaTfela. You make a brach on the Iker and you ignore the Tafel. The Mechaber continues, V'afilu Pras Shuhu Chashuv Mikol, even bread that is more chashuv than everything, imu tafel kagon sheochel do maliach veochel pasimo kedei shelo yazikenu bigrono. Now notice the mechaber adds that the bread was added so that your throat should not be damaged. Some discuss what would the halacha be if a person eats herring and he enjoys eating the herring. Clearly, he's interested in eating the herring, but he enjoys having a biscuit help it go down. Now, from the language of the Mechaber, the only time the pas doesn't get a bracha or the mezonos doesn't get a bracha is if it's there, shelo yazikenu hagoro. Adds the Mishnah Brura, aval eino toiv klal lechel pas. He doesn't want to eat the bread at all. L'chein havi ha-pas tofel. Then the pas is going to be tofel. Masheken mutov lechel pas gamkein. But if he enjoys it, then the halacha is that the pas is considered the primary. Even if it's the secondary, we said pas is primary. And it's important to note that the only time we say, when it comes to a salty item, that you ignore the pas, like our Mishnah said, according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura, it's if im eino tov klal lechol es hapas. So most times that it's a secondary food item, nevertheless, a person wants to eat it. I'm not aware of many people who eat biscuits with their herring simply to protect their throat. It's because it's part of the taste. Clearly, the herring is the primary, but as well, the biscuits are there to add. Same thing, some have raised an interesting question. Yerushalmi kugel and pickles, that you can't eat a Yerushalmi kugel without a pickle, but clearly, a person enjoys the pickle as well. That would definitely not give the pickle a status of a tafel. Another yesod, which is very important, that the Mishnah Brura adds in Reish Yud Beis over there, in Siv Dalet, Kivun Shu Tafel, Vafilu Kishelo Aya Tafel Afanav B'Shas Achilas HaIkar. The rule of Ikar V'Tafel applies even if the tafel is not in front of him at the time that he's eating the primary fruit. Food. If his intention was also to eat the tafel. So let's think of another example. Let's say a person has ice cream. He's eating strawberry ice cream. And then there were small pieces of strawberry that were meant to be added in the ice cream, just weren't brought. His wife didn't bring it yet to the table. They're tiny, small pieces. They don't have significance on their own. If they have significance on their own, that's a different story, but they're clearly added into the ice cream. He knows his wife is about to bring it, so in such a case, the bracha of the shahakol is going to be koveya, and he will not need to make a new bracha on the strawberries. However, and here we get to rule number two of Ikar and Tafel. Continues the Mishnah Brura, avolim eino rago v'kach and sivkat and dalet. If he's not used to having strawberries, v'gam lo hayadaito beferush b'shas ha-bracha lechol ha-tafel, and also his intention was not during the bracha to eat the tafel, tzarich levarech gam al ha-tafel. Then the tafel needs its own independent bracha. The Chazon Ish in Simin Chav Zayin Sif Katan Tes gives a beautiful explanation to the rationale of this halacha. Why don't we say at the end of the day that the tafel doesn't get a bracha? Just because he didn't have in mind, still at the end of the day, it's a tafel. Says the Chazon Ish, the pshat that a tafel doesn't get his own bracha is not because ein perusha the tafel ein tzarech bracha. It's not because the tafel doesn't need a bracha. It does need a bracha. Rather, Ela perusha shatafel ein tzarech bracha diday. The tafel doesn't need its own bracha, and therefore it is dragged along with the bracha of the ikar. It doesn't make sense to say that a tafel doesn't need a bracha. Asa la'adam lehenos bolam azeh below bracha. He can't have an anah even from the tafel without a bracha. But the pshat is that when he makes a bracha on the ikar, so then that bracha goes also on the tafel, and the tafel doesn't need its own independent bracha. If that's so, says the Chazon Ish, then we understand this halacha that we quoted from the Mishnah Brura, that the tafel is not subsumed under the bracha of the ikar. The Mishnah Brura goes on to quote the Magen Avram, but nevertheless the tafel in such a case would only get a shahakol. So coming back to the strawberries, if he didn't have in mind to eat the strawberries, and then his wife brings the strawberries, even if she's brought the tafel, so then in such a case, we have a fascinating situation where he'll make a shahakol on the strawberries. There's another fascinating example of this in the Sefer Shmirah Shabbos Kilchasa, where Rav Shlomo Zalman was quoted one way from the Chuvas Rivavos Ephraim, And then, in further, it seems, after further communication, Rav Neuwirth reported that Rav Shlomo Zalman was not willing to extend his heter so far, based on the rules of Iker V'Tofel. What we're talking about is the following. In Perek Mem Ches, Sif Katan Yutes, in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, Rav Neuwirth quotes the halacha that if you have in mind to make a bracha on wine, and you make a bracha on wine, and later other wine is added to the cup, in such a case, the rule is that the bracha that you had made on the coast, if you didn't intend to drink any other wine, does not go on the new wine. However, he adds in a footnote in Kuf Tezvav that from the Chuvas Rivas Ephraim, Rav Ephraim Grunblatt, that discussed this or wrote about this with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who suggested that it could be that since the added wine is the minority, then it becomes batel to the rest of the wine. However, and now we come to the sugya of Iker and Tafel. In the last edition, Chelek Gimel of Tikunim and Miluim of the Shmira Shabbos, going on this Mar Makum, Perek Memches, Ha'ara Kuf Tesvav, Rav Neuwirth writes the following. Gam Chozar V'Omar, this edition came out right before Rav Shlomo Zalman's Ptira. Here it's written, Agon Rav Shlomo Zalman Shlita. Fortunately, now we have to say Zatzal. Kivan da iser lehenos below bracha, whom mishum de chashiv ki gezel umal, he was chozer. Maybe it wouldn't be allowed to have hana'a from the small amount of wine that is added. Efshar da reza chashiv kimamona, there's a component of it being the mammon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, de lo batel. And he wants to argue as mammon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not batel. He therefore adds something else. And here we get practical to other cases of Hilchos Brachos as well. V'gam im hosef sukar shehevi mibayis achel achar shebirich hakostei. What happens if I have tea and I drank it and I realize I didn't have as much sugar in my house that I thought I had before? Tov levarech tchila mat sukar v'lechani gam al sukar anosef. You should make a separate brach on the sugar, because to add sugar now, even though it's a minority, you don't say bittul because of the rule. We conclude our perek, reviewing the first rule from Daf Lamed Hey, Amud Aleph, Kol Hanene Me'olam Hazeh Ki'ilu Mo'al. It's as if he stole from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the mammon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here is not going to be batel. So when he made bracha, even though this is a tafel, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, since his mind was only on the ikar and not on the tafel, hence, he's not going to be able to exempt the sugar with his bracha that he had made on the tea. So this is an extension of the rule that we had seen, that how far it goes that a tafel is not going to be subsumed under the bracha of the ikar, even when the regular rules of batel, Rav Shlomo Zalman claims, would and should apply. Nevertheless, they don't, because it's considered as if one is stealing from the mammon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, Rav Nissim Karelitz, in the back of Chelek Beis of his Sfarim Chut Shani, disagrees in the case of the Tei. He says the following. He says, this is not a regular case of Iker V'Tafel. V'areza Gora Mitafel. This is worse than a Tafel that wasn't in front of you. We learned that if you have a Tafel that wasn't in front of you, you got to make a new bracha. Says Rav Nissim Karelitz, no, this is worse. The ikur shabirchas ikur poteres hatafel, the tafel who meichel b'fnei atzmo. When we talk about ikur and tafel, the case of the strawberries are a food by themselves. Elishu nitpol ikur v'lachein birchas ikur poteres. Kol shkein hacha deina meichel b'fnei atzmo. Over here, the sugar is not a food by itself, and he says the same will apply if you decide later on to add ice. It'll be a question according to Rav Shlomo Zalman. If you added ice, do you also have to make a bracha? I think Rav Shlomo Zalman might say ice is different because it mamish becomes one. It's the same constitution as the drink itself. But Rav Nissim Karel says, according to his logic, there's no problem at all of adding ice afterwards and making a new bracha. I think Rav Shlomo Zalman would also agree, but the machlokas is in regard to the tea and then having the sugar come afterwards. I'd like to bring a raya to Rav Nissim Karelitz's approach from something that we had said earlier in our halacha from the daily daf, both on daf lamid hey and daf yud beis, and that is a raya from one of my great rabbeim, Rav Shechter. We spoke about whether we really, really look at food as being osur and literally the mammon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu before making a bracha. And we said there's a machlokes rishonim of whether there's a exception to the rule that an onen is not supposed to make brachos when it comes to birches hanenin. Some rishonim say that an onen has to because the food is osur, and others say no, onen doesn't even make birches hanenin. What's behind the machlokes? Rav Shechter explained, and this I believe Soloveitchik also explained, that if you say the onen needs to make a bracha, that's because the food is osur. And just like an onen needs to shecht in order to be able to eat, well, he can't eat meat, but just like when it comes to isurim, he would not be allowed to violate isurim, and in cases where there's nothing else to eat and eat was the only thing, he would have to shecht. So too, when it comes to a bracha needs to be made to matir the isur. The rishonim who say that you don't understand that the bracha is a full-fledged matir and the food is a full-fledged isur, and we suggested other explanations for the Gemara when the Gemara says it's as if one has stolen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we pointed out that in Shulchan Aruch, in Chelek Aleph Mishnah Brura, we passing that an onen does not make a bracha before he eats, and if that's so, Rav Shechter pointed out, we do not view the food as isur. Hence, it could very well be that Rav Nissim Karelitz has the right to ignore the Posek Hador Zatzal, Rav Shlomo Zalman's psak, that the sugar is not bottled because at the end of the day it's mammon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that cannot become bottled, because at the end of the day we don't paskin like that side of the Chakira. Yes, there are some who understood the Gemara that way. Yes, some Rishonim who say that, but we don't view it that way. Hence, when it comes to the sugar, there's room to argue that the sugar is a lesser form of tafel, that even though if the tafel is not in front of you, you need to make a new bracha. However, when it comes to sugar, since the sugar is entirely batel to the tea, if you made a bracha on the tea and later on you add the sugar, then in such a case, you'd be allowed to be nene from the sugar and you're not stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you've made a bracha on the davar ikur and the tafel is included as part of it. The Gemara Mem Dalet Amud Beis describes that in Eretz Yisrael they would wear their tefillin longer than in Bavel, and when they tuck off the tefillin, they would make the bracha Asher Kidshon Sosav Tzivan Ulishmar Chukav, even though that bracha is not found in our lexicon. Nevertheless, I'd like to give a couple of halacha lemaisa implications, even though we are not aware of people who make the bracha. First of all, why was it dafka in Eretz Yisrael? As I mentioned, they left their tefillin on longer. This is the opinion of Tosas, the Bar Maskil of Neymar Rabba. Tosas says it was done particularly in Eretz Yisrael because they would leave their tefillin on all day, in contrast to those in Bavel, so they wouldn't wear it that long. They would only wear it for a half a day. But Neymar Rabba took it off right before nightfall, so then they were being mekayim a mitzvah. That's what they were saying with the bracha l'shmar chukav, because they were following the opinion of the man d'amar that says laila lav zman tefillin. And since the time of night is not a time for tefillin, they made the bracha of l'shmar chukav that they're following the mitzvah that they have to take off tefillin. Tosis points out that nowadays, even if a person left on his tefillin all day, should still not make the bracha of Lishmar Chukav, because we follow the Manda Omar that says Laila Zman Tfilin, which means that there isn't a chiyuv to take it off at night. However, we do take it off at night because of the chash, we might fall asleep in them, and therefore we do not wear tefillin at night. However, it's interesting to note that there are two fascinating customs One that is mentioned by the Mishnah Berurah. One, which was the personal custom of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal that was followed, that he instructed even his children to follow as well, that resonates with this shita that says that one makes a bracha of Lishmar Chukav. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, we all know that we take off the tefillin before Musaf. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Chaf Gimel Sif Dalid says that the reason for it is because the Yom Tov in and of itself an oath, and that's why we don't wear tefillin on Yom Tov. Similarly, Rosh Chodesh, we want to indicate that's a special day, so therefore we take off tefillin during that time. The Mishnah Berurah then adds, V'kasav prima gadim sheishlach lo tefillin v'uval letzion kodim yiratzon shenir shmar chukecha. One should take off during the time of nishmar chukecha. In other words, there was a custom to follow since one is shown that it's an oath, so that's part of the chukim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Bnei Ma'arava, the Sharetzion points out, would mamish make a bracha lishmar chukecha. So we, says the Prima Gadim, take off the tefillin by nishmar chukecha. There are some who do it. The yesh nagim, and some have the custom rak lachlo tzaretzuas me'etzva kodim yirasam. And some begin to take off the ritzuas. Now, it is not the minig Yisrael to take off before the Kaddish, and I think the reason for that is because one is not supposed to take off one's tefillin before the Kaddish after Uvalet Zion. However, there are some that follow this that are mekayim the idea of Shmiras Chukech in the Yiratzon of Uvalet Zion, Yiratzon Shenishmar Chukecha Bolam Azev, Veniske, Vinichia, Vinir, Vinir, Eshtova, etc., etc. When he says that, then he unwraps his Ritzuah. So on Rosh Chodesh, the Mishnah Berurah quotes such a custom, and the Mishnah Berurah even mentions some that who would mamish start taking off their tefillin at that time. In the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, in footnotes to the conclusion of Perek Yud Aleph, in footnote number 45, there are many customs of Reb Shlomo Zalman that are brought down, and here the Halicha Shlomo quotes the following. Cholatz Ritzuas HaTfilin Me'al Kaf Yado, he would undo the tefillin from on his palm. Be'ez amiras yiratzon shenishmar chukecha b'sof kiddusha desidra. At the end of Uvalet Zion, the Amar, and he said, that even though Achronim wonder on the minig of following, imitating the Bnei Ma'arava, because we follow the opinion that says kiddusha is, is man tefillin. And when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, it's also Zman Tefillin. It's only a custom. Mikol Malkom Kachlem Du Ben Aruso. This is how he was taught, Reb Shlomo Zalman was taught as a child. V'chein Limei Lebonov. And that's how he would teach his children as well. Every single thing that Gedolei Torah do is with a Cheshbon. And Reb Shlomo Zalman's custom follow the Cheshbon, which is based on the opinion of the Gemara, which we reject because we follow Laila Zman Tefillin, but nevertheless, there are echoes. That's an expression that I learned from Rosenzweig. There are echoes of this rejected opinion, even in the customs of Klal Yisrael today, and there's a residue of the bracha of Lishmar Chukecha in Uvalet Zion, Shenishmar Chukecha Ba'olam Hazeh, V'niske, V'nichya, V'nirash. Levo Uvracha, L'shnei Yimois HaMoshiach, L'chayi Olam Haba. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the second topic from Daf Mem Dalet.